Good morning, Ritim Chayodim, Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Ches, and we're looking at the Simon Lamed He. Mitzvah Harbus Ksas Meneris Melamer Zmiris Ulahaskar Eliyahu Hanavi Keshiyobo Veivaster Lono the Pesura. Well, Yibush Big Day Shabbos Arachar Havdola. So the Chada mentions that the Mosi Shabbos a person should marry Meneris. It should be a light. It should be an element of element. There is an element of these Oneg of Shabbos, the Simcha of Shabbos, should spill over into the Motzei Shabbos as well, and that expresses itself in the idea of having the house lit. The person should be the Shabbos until after at least after Havdalah. The Kav Chaim says a person should wear the Shabbos until after Malama Malka. He extends it beyond the Zman that the Chayotah mentions. He moves it so all the way after Malava Malcha. The person should not wear Big Day Shabbos. Then he mentions that the minig was to say Zmiris, which mentioned Eliyahu Hanavi. The reason behind that is, one reason behind that is the Gula on Shabbos, Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos. Now the Shabbos is over, and we're going back to the time where the Geula is possible, where we are Mavakesh, the Eliyahu Hanavi should come, and the Mavasa the Geula. There are other reasons given as well. There is a Chazal which says that Eliyahu Hanavi sits on Motzei Shabbos and writes down the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. So in deference to that fact, we mention Eliyahu Hanavi and Motzei Shabbos. The Chayyadim in the Simen Lamavav talks about the concept of Malava Malka. So, Asher the Mishem Akaim Suda Revi'is Papas Pianikris Sudas Malava Malka. So, the fourth Suda of Shabbos, besides the three which are in Shabbos itself, there's a fourth Suda which we eat to act as a form of being Malava Shabbos. The Shabbos goes out with some element of giving it covered, so that the Suda represents that. A person finds it difficult to wash, so a person preferably should wash. A person should eat at least Mezanos. The Chayyadim holds it, Chayyib Gomer. Now, the Piskei Mishnah Berurah points out, Mishnah Berurah says that this Suda is not a Chavah Kol Kach Megimel Sudas, and it's a Mitzvah Ba'alma. Now, the language of Mishnah Berurah is actually that it's not just a Mitzvah Ba'alma, it's just a Mitzvah. It is a Mitzvah. It means we are saying definitely a person should eat Malama Malka because there's a Mitzvah to eat Malama Malka. However, to put in the same level of Chiyuv as the Gimel Sudas of Shabbos, that is incorrect. And that's the point that Mishnah Berurah is saying, that it is a mitzvah to do so. Definitely something a person should do, but it's not the same level of chiyuv as the chiyuv of Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos. So a person who's able to eat pas, a person should eat pas. The Shulchan Aruch says even though you only plan to eat a kazayas, a person should do so. A person eats a kazayas, because of the machlokes whether one makes a bracha about the tzedayim on a kazayas. The person is only planning to eat a kazayas apas. They should wash their hands with all of the halachas of washing from bread. But they do not say al natil tzedayim. They'll say hamoitzi and they'll bench. But could be, there's one sheet which says that the bracha about the tzedayim of natila for a suit is only for eating a kabeya. Preferably, a person should eat a kabeya partially to avoid this inyan where we see a kabeya is considered a chashav level of suda. There is a school of regards to Motzei Shabbos that it says chamin b'Motzei Shabbos is a melukma. Having hot Motzei Shabbos acts as an element of refuah. One understanding that's referring to having a hot drink, or it's referring to having a hot food. So a person should have something hot on Motzei Shabbos as part of the. Rashi understands that means that referring to actually besides drinking, but actually a person would take a bath or take a shower in hot water. So it's referring to that as well. And that is an element of refuah, the Gemara says. It helps the person heal from illnesses. So according to Mishnah Berurah, even a person, even the chiyuv of having mezonos is not a chayav gomer. But preferably, a person should try and arrange that. When should the person do it? Preferably, the Malama Malka should be done earlier rather than later, unless the person feels that they really can't eat yet, they're not ready to eat. Because the idea is to be Malama the Malka right after Shabbos when the Malka is leaving. So it's the appropriate time to do it. It's preferably the person should do it. Closer to the end of the Shabbos rather than later on. This chiyuv, whether it applies to men and women or just that, so the Machzor Shekel points out that women are chayiv in this meal, just like men are. So the chiyuv of Malka, whatever we're referring to, should apply to men and women alike. And again, preferably a person should... women as well should wash for Malama Malka if that's possible. Okay, so I think that covers Malama Malka. We probably could talk more about it, but let's hold it here. And meanwhile, have a good day. And tomorrow we will finish a Klal Ches, and we'll move on to Klal Tes in the following day. Looking very excited about that possibility. Again, I'm encouraging, please try and bring in new listeners. Thank you very much. Have a good day.